Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, June 17th, and the Democracy Campaign issued a report that shows legislators who served all or part of 2013 received two of every $3 in large individual campaign contributions from special interests outside their districts. In other words, people who couldn't vote for them. The ratio of out-of-district versus in-district contributions in 2013 was 64% to 36%, roughly the same ratio as legislative contributions in most previous odd-numbered years. With us to talk about the report's highlights, numbers, and what they mean is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, before we get to discussing all the numbers, why should people be concerned about this really rather lopsided split in the source of legislative campaign contributions?
Well, it is lopsided. Most of the money, two-thirds of the money going to legislators is coming from people who can't vote for them because they don't live in the legislative district that these legislators have been elected to represent. And so when legislators are getting most of their money from people who can't vote for them, that raises serious questions about who they're really representing, who they're really serving. Are they working for the people who elected them to represent a particular district? Are they working for that district? Or are they more beholden to outside interests, people who can't even vote for them, but obviously, you know, are expecting these legislators to take actions that will benefit them or take actions that are consistent with the things they want to see government doing. So it really raises a question about representation and whether voters have the attention and are getting representation from their elected officials or whether those elected officials are taking cues from outside their districts.
Talk about the highlights in the report. What do some of the numbers show?
Well, we looked at donations from individuals who gave $100 or more to legislators. So we were looking at large individual contributions. We found 33 legislators, that's a quarter of the entire legislature, who raised more than three-quarters of their contributions from contributors who couldn't vote for them. And we actually found eight office holders who got 100% of these large individual contributions from outside their districts. So, you know, we found a huge number of legislators who are incredibly dependent on sources of money from outside their districts to finance their election campaigns. Overall what we found is that Republicans raised a lot more out-of-district money than Democrats, but that's really because they simply raised a lot more money than Democrats. Both Assembly Republicans and Senate Republicans raised a lot more out-of-district money. They, of course, control both houses of the legislature. If you look at the proportion of money coming from outside of these legislative districts, the proportion is roughly the same. Both Republican legislators and Democratic legislators, on average, got about two-thirds of their money from donors who can't vote for them, who live outside their district, and about a third of their money from inside their districts.
As far as the legislators who raised the largest amounts of out-of-district money, what did the report find there?
Well, you know, at the top of the list are some Republican lawmakers. Right at the top is the Senate Republican leader, Scott Fitzgerald. He got over 90% of his money from outside his district, the most out-of-district money of any legislator by a substantial margin, twice as much out-of-district money as anybody else. Then there were, you know, a legislator like Howard Markline, who's been a member of the Assembly, but he's running for the Senate now for the seat being vacated by Senator Dale Schultz of Richland Center. And he got close to two-thirds of his money from outside his district. There was a Republican Assembly member from over in the Milwaukee area who ran in a special election to gain an Assembly seat in the Milwaukee area, a woman named Jessie Rodriguez. 96% of the money she raised came from outside her district. If you look at the top five, the one Democrat who makes the list is John Richards, longtime member of the Assembly on the Democratic side, but he's running for state attorney general. So he's clearly trying to expand his horizons beyond his district. close to 70% of his money that he's been raising has been coming from outside of his own assembly district.
You mentioned, you talked about the hefty contributions to majority Republican legislators before, and naturally they collect a higher amount of cash because there are more of them. But money also flows to power because they control the legislative agenda, the bills that pass and become law and the ones that that die, right?
That says it perfectly. Money flows to power, and that's what we see is that the legislators who are in the majority, who control the legislature's agenda, are magnets for money. So that goes a long way to explaining why Republicans are raising more money overall than Democrats. And more money is flowing in from outside their districts because those out-of-district contributors who would like to have some influence over the legislative agenda, regardless of where these legislators live, regardless of the districts they represent, they want them to enact policies that favor the big donors, and that money flows to those who are in a position to decide which issues are voted on, which issues aren't, which items show up in the state budget, which ones fall by the wayside and aren't included. So, you know, these donors really don't care where these legislators live or which voters these legislators are supposed to represent. They just want access to and influence over those lawmakers because they want to shape state policy. They want their pet items in the budget. They want their bills voted on and moved through the legislative process. They want their bills favoring them to make it to the governor's desk. And so they are funneling all this money to legislators they can't even vote for. And that's a central problem in our system. We've got cash constituents wielding a heck of a lot more power than voting constituents, and it's leaving ordinary voters with less representation than they deserve.
Well, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about in-district and out-of-district contributions to legislators in 2013, please check out the June 17th report on the Democracy Campaign website. Accompanying the report is a table that shows how much in large individual contributions your legislator raised and the proportion that came from inside and outside of his or her district. Thanks for listening.